Okay, so get this. Imagine a world where AI isn't just suggesting a movie, but making the movie itself.
Whoa.
Based on your ideas, right? And it's happening right now.
That's wild.
That's where we're headed. You shared with me this Daily Chronicle of AI innovations
Right.
from December 2024. And it's jam-packed with stuff that just seems like pure science fiction.
Yeah.
Like there's this platform, Real Magic, that can supposedly create a 10-minute video just from like a basic story outline. And
Wow.
Hollywood's already testing it out.
Really?
Yeah. So you've seen a lot of AI hype come and go.
I have.
What in this chronicle like really jumps out at you?
I think the speed of democratization is
Yeah.
just, it's mind-blowing. We're not just talking about better AI. It's AI that's suddenly in reach.
Yeah.
For so many more people, OpenAI's o1 model, for example, it's now fully accessible to developers.
Okay.
It's more powerful and it's cheaper,
Wow.
which means we could see just this wave of innovation
Yeah.
coming from all these unexpected
So it's
places.
not just the tech giants
Yep.
playing in the AI sandbox anymore.
Exactly.
What does that actually look like in practice, though? Like,
Yeah.
let's say if I'm like a small business owner or a student with a cool idea, what could I do with this O1 model?
So imagine a small business is able to create these personalized ad campaigns that adapt to each customer that walks in the door, or students who are building apps that can tutor you in any subject.
Oh, wow.
Using the latest research,
Okay.
we're talking about a potential shift in who gets to create and benefit from really powerful technology.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And it's not just about software, right? Because this chronicle also mentions NVIDIA releasing a palm-sized AI supercomputer,
I
a
know.
supercomputer you can hold in your hand.
It's
It
crazy.
sounds like something straight out of like a spy film.
Totally.
What is the significance of that?
It's a game changer, especially for fields like medicine or scientific research. So researchers working on, say, new cancer treatments or climate modeling could suddenly run these incredibly complex simulations without needing access to these giant data centers,
Wow, I
which could
love that.
dramatically speed up the pace of
We're
discovery.
talking about potentially life-changing stuff here.
Huge.
And to add to this wave of accessibility, there's also Falcon 3,
Yeah.
which is an open-source language model from the UAE that this chronicle highlights.
Okay.
What's the big deal with that?
Falcon 3 is really interesting because it performs at a really high level,
Okay.
but runs on much more affordable hardware.
Okay.
This could be huge for bringing AI to parts of the world that haven't had the resources
Right.
to be at the forefront of this technology. It's a global leveling up.
It's a global leveling up. So we've got powerful AI tools becoming more accessible,
Right.
potentially shifting the balance of power in innovation.
Yeah.
That's a big theme that's already emerging. But this chronicle is also packed with advancements in content creation that are honestly mind-blowing.
It is.
We already touched on Real Magic,
Yeah.
but what else is going on in the world of AI-generated media?
Well, Google's not standing still. They've rolled out some major upgrades to VO2, their video generation platform,
Okay.
and Imagen 3, which is their image creation tool. VO2 is now producing video that's just incredibly realistic,
Wow.
taking into account things like lighting, camera angles,
Yes.
even human
So it's
expressions.
not just slapping together like random images anymore. It's
Yep.
actually understanding the nuances
Right.
of filmmaking.
Exactly.
Could this replace human filmmakers entirely,
Yeah.
or is it more of a collaboration?
That's a great question, and I think it's one that we're still in the very early stages of figuring out
Right.
how these tools will be used.
Yeah.
What is clear is that they have the potential to really dramatically lower the barrier to entry for creating high-quality video.
Okay.
Imagine a teacher being able to create really engaging educational videos without needing a full film crew, or a small business owner producing professional-looking ads
Yeah.
on a shoestring budget.
That's a whole new world of possibilities. It is. And what about Imagen 3? How does that stack up against other AI image generators?
Imagen 3 is producing images that are so incredibly detailed
Great.
and realistic. It's even surpassing other popular tools
Yeah.
like Midjourney in terms of user satisfaction.
Interesting. And Google's making these tools widely available right
They
now.
are.
I read that they're integrating them into platforms like YouTube Shorts and Video FX.
Yes.
What's the thinking behind that?
I think it's part of a larger trend that we're seeing, which is that these tools are moving from research labs into the hands of everyday creators.
Okay.
But Google is also taking steps to ensure responsible use, like watermarking AI-generated content,
Right.
which I think is really crucial.
Definitely. We've all seen how quickly misinformation can spread online.
Oh, absolutely.
Being able to identify what's real and what's AI generated is going to be more and more important.
Absolutely.
But it's not just the big players making waves in this space.
Sure.
This chronicle also mentions Pika 2.0, a video editing tool that's making some serious noise.
Yeah.
With its user-friendly approach.
I love Pika.
What's the story there?
Pika is really interesting because it's focused on making video editing more accessible
Okay.
to people who aren't professional editors.
So not the Final Cut Pro crap.
Right, exactly. And they've introduced this feature called Scene Ingredients, where you can basically drag and drop different elements like characters, objects, backgrounds, and the AI automatically animates them for you.
So it's kind of like a virtual Lego
Yep.
set for video creation.
Exactly.
That's amazing. What kind of quality are we talking about here?
The results are really surprisingly realistic.
Okay.
And Pika is constantly improving. It's a great example of how AI is making these professional-level tools more intuitive and accessible
Right.
to a wider audience.
I love that. And then this chronicle mentions Midjourney too.
Yes.
They've added this new mood board feature.
Yes.
What's that all about?
So that's geared towards artists who want more control over the AI style.
Okay.
You can upload a bunch of reference images to create this custom mood board that influences the AI's output. So
Interesting.
if you want your AI art to have a specific look, you can train it using images that reflect your vision.
So it's like a partnership between the human artist and the AI, rather than just letting the AI run wild. It seems like there's a theme emerging here. AI is becoming more of a collaborative tool rather than just like a replacement for human skills.
100%. That's a really important point.
Yeah.
These tools are evolving to give users more control and more creative input.
Right.
It's about enhancing human capabilities, not replacing them.
And with all these tools becoming so powerful and user-friendly, what kind of impact do you think this will have on how we create and consume media in the future?
That's the big question, isn't it? What happens when anyone can create a high-quality video
Right.
or design these stunning visuals? Does this democratize creativity or does it lead to information overload?
Right.
These are the questions that I think we need to grapple with as this technology continues to evolve.
These are great points. And it makes you wonder about the other side of the coin, too. If AI is getting so good at creating, is it also getting smarter in terms of understanding and processing information?
That's a great point. We've talked a lot about the creative potential,
Right.
but it's equally important to consider how AI itself is becoming more intelligent and potentially more trustworthy.
Okay, let's dive into that.
Okay.
This chronicle mentions ChatGPT now offers web search for all users.
I saw that.
That means it's not just relying on its existing knowledge base anymore. It's pulling in real-time information from the internet.
Yes.
What does that change for users?
It means that users can be much more confident
Okay.
that the information that they're getting is up to date
Right.
and relevant to their needs.
That's a huge deal. But how do we know if the information it's pulling is actually accurate?
Right.
I mean, anybody can post anything online.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's where DeepMind's FCTS benchmark comes in.
Okay.
It's essentially a test
Okay.
for these large language models like ChatGPT to see how well they can differentiate between factual information and misinformation.
So it's kind of a fact-checking system
Exactly.
for AI, making sure it's not spitting out false information.
Right.
What's interesting is that this chronicle also highlights Google's Gemini models performing really well on this benchmark.
Yes.
It seems like there's a real push to make these AI systems more reliable and trustworthy as they
Absolutely.
become more powerful.
100%.
And that's essential if we want people to feel confident using these tools
Yes.
for things like research and learning and decision making.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got AI getting more accessible, more creative, and potentially more trustworthy.
Right.
But there's another big theme emerging from this chronicle, and that's how AI is becoming increasingly integrated into our everyday lives.
Yes.
We see this with Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses,
I love those.
which are getting some serious AI upgrades. What's new with
Yeah.
those?
So these aren't your grandma's smart glasses anymore.
Okay.
They now offer hands-free operation, live
Wow.
translation, and even Shazam integration.
What?
Imagine being able to walk down the street in a foreign country and have your glasses translate conversations in real time.
That's incredible.
I know.
Or being able to identify any song playing just by looking at the source.
Right.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does.
But it's a great example of how AI is becoming seamlessly integrated into our daily lives.
And then there's the example of Mondelez, the company behind Oreo cookies, using AI to design new snack flavors.
No.
That's AI moving beyond the digital world
Right.
and into something as tangible and delicious as food.
It's a really fun example of how AI is finding applications in these unexpected places.
Right.
It highlights how these tools are becoming increasingly versatile and
Yes.
adaptable.
So we've got AI potentially replacing film crews, designing our snacks, even translating conversations for us in real time. But as we embrace all these advancements, what are some of the ethical considerations that we need to be thinking about?
That is a crucial question.
Right.
With great power comes great responsibility, as they say.
Of course.
And as AI becomes more integrated into our lives, we really need to carefully consider issues of privacy, bias, and the potential for misuse, you know, all of those things.
This chronicle mentions YouTube taking steps to address some of these concerns. They've introduced an opt-in feature for AI training, which gives creators control over how their content is used. What's the thinking behind that?
I think it's about addressing concerns about ownership and consent in the age of AI.
Okay.
Creators are rightly concerned about how their work might be used to train these AI models,
Right.
and this opt-in feature gives them a lot more control over that process.
It makes sense. And this chronicle also mentions YouTube partnering with CAA to develop AI detection tools specifically designed to identify unauthorized use of celebrity likenesses. Why is that important?
As AI-generated media becomes more and more realistic, it's really essential to have tools that can distinguish between what's real and what's fabricated. You know, imagine the potential for harm if someone could create a deepfake video of a celebrity saying or doing something that they never actually did.
Yeah, that's a scary thought.
It is.
It highlights the potential for misuse and the need for safeguards as this technology advances.
For sure.
And on a slightly more philosophical note,
Okay.
this chronicle mentions Eric Schmidt,
Yeah.
former CEO of Google,
Great.
issuing a pretty stark warning about the potential for self-improving AI systems.
Yes.
He even suggests we might need to consider some drastic measures,
Right.
like pulling the plug if things get out of hand.
Yeah.
That's a little unsettling, to say the
Yeah.
least.
His warning really underscores the importance of ongoing research and development in AI safety and ethics.
We need to be asking the tough questions about how to ensure we maintain control as AI becomes more sophisticated.
So it's a balancing act, isn't it? Embracing the incredible potential of AI while also being mindful of the risks and taking steps to mitigate them.
And that's where I think this ongoing dialogue and collaboration between experts from various fields of, computer science, ethics, law becomes really essential.
It seems like we're just scratching the surface of this conversation.
We are.
There's so much more to unpack here.
There is.
And in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore some even more mind-bending innovations that are really pushing the
Whoa,
boundaries
yeah.
of what's possible with AI. So stay tuned.
Absolutely.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the rapid advancement of AI, but it's not just about the wow factor. It's about the real-world implications.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that stood out to me in this chronicle is the sheer scale of investment pouring into AI.
SoftBank just dropped a cool $100 billion into U.S. AI development. That's a massive vote of confidence, wouldn't you say?
It certainly is. It signals a growing recognition of AI's potential to disrupt industries and reshape the economic landscape. With that kind of funding, we can expect to see a surge in innovation across all kinds of sectors.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those innovations we touched on Google's Wisk earlier. But I want to dig a little deeper. Combining the power of Imagen 3 and Gemini, it's like giving users a magic wand for visual creativity.
It is.
Can you explain what that actually looks like in practice?
Imagine being able to take any image and instantly transform it in just countless ways. You could take a photo of your dog and turn it into a cartoon character
Oh,
or
wow.
a landscape shot and make it look like a Van Gogh painting.
So it's not just about creating something new from scratch. It's about remixing and reinterpreting existing visuals. It sounds like a dream come true for for anyone with a creative spark.
Yeah.
Not just professional artists.
Exactly. It's about empowering people to explore new creative possibilities.
And it's not just about images either.
No.
Because Google's also released Gemini Code Assist tools.
Yes.
Which are designed to help developers write better code faster.
Yeah.
Okay, so now AI is not just creating content.
Right.
It's helping us create the tools that create content.
That's right.
How do these code assist tools actually work?
Think of it as having an incredibly knowledgeable coding partner.
Okay.
These tools can seamlessly integrate external services and data directly into your development environment.
Interesting.
So if you need to access a specific API or data set, the tool can automatically pull that information in for you.
So it's like having a research assistant, a code librarian,
right,
and a syntax checker all rolled into one.
Exactly.
That sounds like a huge time saver for developers.
It is. It allows them to focus on the creative aspects of coding rather than getting bogged down in the more tedious tasks.
And that increased efficiency could lead to even more innovative applications being developed.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to see how AI is influencing every stage of the creative process.
Right.
From generating ideas to writing the code that brings those ideas to life.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of bringing ideas to life, this chronicle mentions Real Magic.
Yeah.
Which claims to be able to create entire videos from just a story concept.
I know, it's pretty crazy.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
It's certainly ambitious.
Yeah.
But the fact that major Hollywood studios are experimenting with it
right.
suggests it has serious potential.
Okay, let's play this out. Imagine I'm a screenwriter.
Okay.
With a brilliant idea for a short film.
Mm-hmm.
How would Real Magic help me bring that vision to the screen?
You would input your story concept. Think of it like a detailed outline or treatment.
Okay.
And Real Magic would use its AI agents to generate a script, choose actors, or create digital avatars, select locations, compose music, and even edit the final product.
So it's like having a virtual film crew at your disposal.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that take away from the human element of filmmaking?
That's a valid concern.
Like the collaboration between writers, directors, actors, yeah. editors.
I think it's important to view these tools as collaborators,
okay.
not replacements.
Mm-hmm.
They can handle the more technical aspects of production,
right.
freeing up human creators to focus on the artistic vision.
It raises some interesting questions about the future of filmmaking.
Oh, it does.
That's for sure.
Mm.
But let's step back for a moment
okay.
and talk about the broader societal implications of AI.
Mm-hmm.
This chronicle mentions some concerns about AI being used to spread misinformation.
Yes.
Or even manipulate people.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's definitely something we need to be very mindful of.
Yeah.
As AI-generated media becomes more and more realistic,
right.
becomes increasingly difficult to distinguish between what's real and what's fabricated.
We've already seen how deepfakes can be used
right.
to create misleading videos that can damage reputations or even incite violence.
Yes, that's
what can be done to combat this.
There are several approaches.
Okay.
One is to develop AI detection tools that can actually identify synthetic media.
Okay.
We talked about YouTube and CAA partnering to create tools specifically for detecting unauthorized use of celebrity likenesses.
Right.
That's a great example of proactive efforts to address this issue.
And it's not just about technology.
Right.
It's also about educating people to be more discerning consumers of information.
Absolutely.
We need to teach people how to critically evaluate sources.
Yes.
And spot potential red flags.
Media literacy is becoming more important than ever
yeah.
in the age of AI.
And then there's the philosophical question of AI sentience or consciousness.
Right.
This chronicle mentions Eric Schmidt's warning
uh-huh.
about the potential for AI systems to become so advanced
mm-hmm.
that they could pose a threat to humanity.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a realistic concern?
It's certainly a topic that's generating a lot of discussion.
Right.
While we're still far from creating truly sentient AI,
mm-hmm.
it's important to be thinking about the potential implications
yeah.
of such advancements.
And to have safeguards in place, this chronicle doesn't really dive into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious about your take on it. Are there any ethical guidelines or regulations
yes.
being developed to ensure that AI is used responsibly?
There are several initiatives underway.
Okay.
Organizations like the Partnership on AI,
mm.
and the AI Now Institute are working to develop ethical frameworks for AI development and deployment.
Okay.
And governments around the world are starting to grapple with the regulatory challenges posed by AI.
It seems like we're at a crossroads where the incredible potential of AI is meeting the very real need for responsible development and oversight.
I think that's a great way to put it.
It's a fascinating and complex landscape to navigate.
It is, and in the final part of our deep dive,
yep.
we'll explore some specific examples of how AI is being used in various industries
okay.
and discuss the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
We've covered so much in this deep dive,
yep.
from AI creating movies to designing snacks.
It's amazing.
But honestly, what I find most fascinating is how these advancements,
yeah.
seemingly completely separate,
right.
but they're all interconnected.
They are.
Painting a picture of a future where AI is like woven into the very fabric of our lives.
It's true. It's like we're witnessing the emergence of a new technological ecosystem,
right.
with AI at its very core.
And this chronicle highlights some truly mind-boggling examples of that.
Yeah.
Remember how we talked about ChatGPT mm-hmm. now having web search capabilities?
I do.
Well, Google just announced a major upgrade to their search engine.
Really?
Codenamed Project Oracle.
Okay.
That takes things to a whole new level.
Interesting.
So Project Oracle goes beyond simply retrieving information.
Okay.
It aims to anticipate user needs and provide personalized insights. And recommendations based on a deep understanding of individual preferences and context.
So it's like having a personal research assistant.
Right.
Who knows you better than you know yourself.
That knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
What kind of impact do you think this will have on how we search for information
uh-huh.
and make decisions?
It could completely revolutionize how we interact with the digital world.
Wow.
Imagine a world where your search engine not only gives you the answers to your questions,
right.
but it helps you connect the dots. Identify patterns, make more informed choices.
That's incredible. And speaking of connecting the dots.
Yes.
This chronicle mentions a really fascinating development in the field of scientific research. AI-powered hypothesis generators.
I love that.
What?
It's so cool.
So these tools are designed to help scientists accelerate the pace of discovery by analyzing vast data sets.
Yes.
And suggesting new research directions. They can identify potential correlations and patterns that, like, humans might overlook.
Right? Like, things that would just take us way too long to sort through.
So it's like having a digital brainstorming partner.
Yes.
That can help researchers break through creative barriers.
Exactly.
And explore these new avenues of inquiry. What kind of implications could this have for fields like medicine
right.
or climate science?
The possibilities are really exciting.
Yeah.
Imagine AI helping us develop new cures for diseases
mm-hmm.
or finding innovative solutions to climate change.
That's pretty amazing.
These tools could dramatically accelerate scientific progress.
That's a hopeful thought.
It is.
But it also kind of raises questions about the role of human intuition and creativity
yeah.
in scientific discovery.
Right.
Will we become overly reliant on these AI-generated hypotheses?
That's a valid concern. It's really crucial that we view these tools as collaborators,
yeah.
not replacements for human ingenuity.
Right.
The best scientific breakthroughs are going to come from a synergy
yeah.
between human and artificial intelligence.
I agree. It's about finding the right balance.
Yes.
Between leveraging the power of AI while also preserving
mm-hmm.
the essential human elements of creativity.
Right.
Curiosity and critical thinking. And this leads me to a final thought.
Okay.
That's been kind of swirling in my mind
yeah.
throughout this whole deep dive.
Uh-huh.
If AI is becoming this powerful
right.
and this pervasive, how will it impact our sense of identity as humans?
That's a big one.
It's a big question.
As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, it will undoubtedly challenge our assumptions about what it means to be human.
Right.
It may force us to redefine our relationship with technology
right.
and reevaluate our own unique capabilities and values.
It's both exciting and a little daunting to think about.
I agree.
But one thing's for sure, the future of AI is full of possibilities.
Absolutely.
And it's up to us to shape that future responsibly and thoughtfully.
It is. The choices we make today will determine the kind of world we create tomorrow.
Right.
And it's a conversation that I think we all need to be a part of.
Well said. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
It was my pleasure.
We've explored the incredible advancements, the ethical challenges, and the really profound implications of this transformative technology.
It is transformative.
It's clear that we're at the beginning of a new era.
Yes.
One that will be shaped by the choices we make and the conversations we have.
100%.
We hope this deep dive has given you a glimpse into the possibilities and inspired you to keep exploring this fascinating world of AI.
Me too.
Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep imagining the future we want to create.